Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and welcome to this Word of Grace broadcast here on CJMQ in the Eastern Townships of Quebec. This program is brought to you by the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and my name is Nigel Parker, the minister of the congregation. So I say welcome to you, whatever your church connection is, and indeed whether you have a church connection or not. Today, the 5th of December, is the second Sunday in Advent, and in many churches it's remembered as the Sunday we remember peace. Often at the beginning of these reflections, I read a psalm, one of the songs that was sung or read in the life of the people of Israel. Well, here is a song, a psalm, not from the book of Psalms, but from the lips of an old man who had just given birth to a son, who would be known as John the Baptist. Like all new dads, he's thrilled and delighted and excited. He speaks about how safe, how saved he feels in God. And so he uses the language of God coming to the rescue. May they be words that remind us that God is coming to the rescue in this Advent season. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he has said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
Praise the Lord, for he is kind.
Let us pray. God of majesty and power, who spoke and this world was, who breathed and this world lived, who counts the hairs upon our head, who sees our thoughts and reads our hearts, who loves us more than we deserve, how can we not bring today our offering of thanks and praise? You are the God who in every day, good days and bad, up days and down days, is present with us in love and goodness, working a purpose out. At this season of Advent, prepare our hearts not only for the celebration to come, but also for sharing that good news with friends, family, work colleagues, should the opportunity arise. Give us courage and a real willingness to talk about the love that came down to earth and walked among us that first Christmas. We know that we're not perfect. We may even appear pure and blameless to others, but we know the mistakes we have made with our words, our thoughts, and our actions. Forgive us. Thank you that you promise not only to save us from our enemies and sin and death, but from ourselves as well. Thank you, Lord. Through the name of Jesus, Amen. I once knew a church elder who worked in the greeting card industry. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations, and yes, Christmas cards. His Christmas countdown began not in the November before Christmas, 6 weeks before, but the previous November, a year and 6 weeks before the Christmas market he was seeking to sell to. There were designs to approve, wordings to agree, printing quotes and runs to sort out. And all of this preparation took over a year. This is Advent, the season of preparation. Behind the scenes, a whole industry has preparing the way. Only in recent weeks does it become visible to the naked eye. Only now do we see the shops full of gifts that we might give or receive, streets decorated and music on the airwaves or the internet. As we prepare, we remember another, John the Baptist, who came to prepare the Jewish people for the arrival of Jesus. John, who would prepare a way through a call to repentance, so that hearts and souls would be ready to receive the one who was to come.
Thank you.
Our reading this morning from Luke's Gospel, chapter 3 at verse 1. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low, the crooked roads shall become straight, the rough way smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. Amen. Those words that I began this reflection with were found on the lips of John the Baptist's father, Zechariah. It was John the Baptist's birth that made him so excited. And yet it took until John the Baptist reached adulthood before he could begin his work. What a time of waiting. What a time of watching. There was a sense in which it wasn't just the length of time of John the Baptist's life that was being watched and waited for. It was all the centuries beforehand, for it had been some 400 years since God's prophet had spoken. But God's timing was the right time, the perfect time. And we have times when we can't figure out the timing, why life is making no sense, why all the hours of the day seem out of sorts and the passage of our lives seems to make no sense. But God's timing, when we place ourselves into God's timing, things come right. There were seven different men mentioned in those verses. A tetrarch, that's somebody who governed a particular area, a Roman emperor, a governor. And there were two Jewish high priests also mentioned. But God's word was not sent to any of them, but the message came to John the Baptist, a humble Jewish prophet. Isn't it good to know that our status in society isn't what counts before God? The seven men mentioned were like Jaguar cars or Lexus motors, just with little Skoda engines. John may have looked like a clapped-out banger of a car, but he had a Rolls-Royce engine within him. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. John had also a unique practice. He went around calling people to be baptized, to be washed with water, and he used the River Jordan. And again we read that the crowds came to him, like verse 7, to the crowds that came for baptism. Well, that might not sound too radical for you or I, because when people want a fresh start, they turn around and they begin again. And that's what baptism for John was a sign of. But there were other people who didn't believe that they needed to be baptized, that baptism was for people who were converting into Jewish faith, that it was non-Jews, Gentiles, peoples from other nations who wanted to become Jewish. They would need to be baptized. So imagine how shocked the Jewish people of his day were by when John insisted that they had to participate in this baptism, that they needed the same kind of repentance as the people who had never been Jews before. Imagine telling an Olympic gold medal athlete to get in shape. Imagine telling a group of professors, get an education. Imagine telling a group at a Stanley Cup final to get excited. Imagine telling a group of Pharisees and Sadducees and high priests and teachers of the law, you need to start again. You need to turn round your life to God. That's heavy stuff. But maybe it's a message for us today that whoever we are, wherever we are, however we are, the call of Advent is to all of us. Whether we've walked with the Lord or not, whatever we've done in our lives, whatever's been going on in our circumstances, whether we've been faithful in our devotion to God, to begin again, to make a fresh start. Have you ever had that thought? I wish I could begin all over again with God. Here's words from a favourite author of mine called Octavius Winslow, who was speaking to people who felt that they had let God down and were not worth anything because they had failed him. He said, "Set out afresh for God and heaven, as though you had never started in the way. Commence at the beginning. Go as a sinner to Jesus. Seek the quickening, healing, sanctifying influence of the Spirit, and let this be your prayer, presented and urged until answered at the footstool of mercy. Lord, revive thy work. Quicken me, O Lord. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation." Are you thinking you couldn't possibly press the reset button? That you couldn't reboot your life of faith? John the Baptist says, just do it. Just do it. Repent. We turn to prayer. You call us, Lord, in readiness for the coming of Jesus, to look to ourselves, that we might be properly prepared for Christ in our lives. But we cannot and should not live in isolation from others, separate from their needs and concerns, their hurts and anxieties. So we pray for others in the knowledge and the gratitude that right at this moment other people will be praying for us. May the peace of Christ bless us. May the love of Christ work through us. May the light of Christ shine in the darkest places. We pray for our community, our country, and our world. Bless with compassion and tenderness those who work tirelessly for the good of others. Bless with wisdom and character those who have responsibilities in province and in federation. Bless with purpose those who are leaders, teachers, and role models for us all. Bless with your strength those who walk the corridors of power and who make decisions for the good of humanity. We pray for those in need, those close to us, those who struggle for direction, those who are no longer able to stand tall with purpose and commitment, those who are weak and frail, those who are ground down by worries and troubles. And in the silence, we name them before you. We pray for ourselves as we prepare in thoughtfulness for the coming of Jesus, that we may be honest with ourselves and open to your grace and to all that greater good. As we give thanks for the communion of saints who've prepared our way, who've offered us their guidance and wisdom and example, that we might boldly walk the paths of righteousness and truth. And hear us now as further we pray together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen.
Oh.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.